My name is Grayson Taylor. I'm 19 years old, and I'm the director and one of the co-founders of African American Reconstruction, LLC. I'm currently a third-year student at Arizona State, majoring in sports business, and I'm also a track and field sprinter specializing in the 100 and 200-meter events. I was born here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a fourth-generation Arizona native and also a fourth-generation Sun Devil. I went to Alhambra Traditional School for elementary school, and I graduated from Brophy College Prep in 2019. Civic engagement has always been a huge part of my life and family legacy. I was literally born into politics since my mom, Senator Leah Landry Taylor, served in the House of Representatives and the Senate for 16 years for the state of Arizona. Being born into civic engagement has made it where I've always been surrounded by elected officials and campaigns, and has helped me gain discernment for what is right and wrong in the world, what is worth fighting for in my community, and how to provide equity for the underrepresented communities. Having civic engagement instilled in me since birth led to me starting and co-founding my own organization, African American Reconstruction, LLC. During the summer of 2020, we witnessed the public execution of George Floyd and heard stories of many more who had suffered from police brutality. And it really ignited a fire within me to make a change in this world. I saw a lot of people going to social media and posting about their feelings and what they felt about the public police brutality, public executions and everything. I saw a lot of people marching in the streets, and I did not believe that it was an effective way to create active change. So I started reaching out to a few of my friends to see if they were interested in putting in real action to make changes for the Black community and for the country as a whole. And on May 30th of 2020, African American Reconstruction was founded, and we began working to uphold our standard of being an action-based organization and advance the African-American community. So I'm currently the director of African-American Reconstruction, and our pillars are economic development, equitable public education, equal justice, political equity, and healthcare. As an organization, we were able to devise handbooks on each pillar and capitalize on the agenda outline that we received from the African-American Christian Clergy Coalition and the Arizona African-American Commission. I'm the head of the Political Equity Committee for AAR, and my job is to host forums, update the African American agenda and handbooks, and also hold elected officials accountable for representing the Black community here in Arizona and nationally. In 2020, when we were first founded, we hosted a candidates forum for African American candidates and a general election candidates forum where we had presidential, congressional, Senate and statewide candidates come on a Zoom call and answer questions and talk about the African-American agenda. Recently, AAR hosted our first three-day teen conference over the summer, where we had workshops and keynote speakers discussing topics such as being your own advocate, politics, faith and finding your purpose, financing, self-motivation, and civic engagement. We invited civically engaged speakers to lead some of the workshops, and we were lucky to have the Honorable Senator Leah Landrum Taylor, Congress candidate Jevin Hodge, Secretary of State Voting Rights Director Joe Delgado, and the Honorable Mel Hanna give their precious time to the conference. All the things that we've done so far have made a positive and effective stride in the African-American community here in Arizona and nationally. And on behalf of African American Reconstruction, I would like to thank all of our mentors and the African American Christian Clergy Coalition and the Arizona African American Commission. So to everybody watching this call, I encourage you to act, serve, lead, or pursue civic engagement opportunities. It is very easy to get civically engaged on the local level. You can speak at community hearings, get involved in local campaigns of candidates that you believe in, and start your own civically engaged programs and events. If you feel like there are any changes that need to be made and can benefit and represent your community, advocate for it and breathe and build a campaign about it. You will have your call to action eventually. And if you haven't had it yet, it will be coming soon. But it is up to you to answer it and take on the responsibility to lead that change. And if you're interested in getting civically engaged or would like to help with African American Reconstruction, you can find us on Instagram at African American Reconstruction. You'll see the A as our logo. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.